On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Drive carefully out there. Natalie Bouchard works for Lifetime. Talk pickleball in a second. But you got a pretty healthy commute, Natalie. How was it today?
So I tell you what, my commute this morning and on my way home from Eagan to Chanhassen was 3 minutes longer on my way to work this morning, about 9.
Yeah.
And only about 5 minutes longer on my way home from work at about 6:30.
Well, that's not bad. So everybody must have stayed home.
It was not bad. I mean, when I drove to work this morning, Mike, it was like a ghost town on the road. So I do. It's so interesting now how people react and respond to some snow, isn't it?
Yeah, and plus, you know, everybody's got that in their back pocket because they've learned how to work from home, so they can say bad weather, I'll just stay home, and the boss says, "Great, stay home, just get it done." Right?
Yes. That's exactly it. And then there's some of us who are like, no, I want to go to the office.
That's me. Yeah, that's you. I know. I need energy. I need people. I need to bring me up, all those things. You know,
that's
Natalie,
exactly
you and I have talked about, and I've talked to the folks out there about pickleball. And at first, I didn't know if it was a passing fad or what. I remember Eden Prairie in the summer, they'd have a tournament, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. And now it's just kind of taken off. But I want to... When you're sitting at Lifetime and you're a corporation, and so you want to do something that you think people will enjoy, but you also got to have data to back it up. And now you've taken a club and made it a pickleball center. What goes into that? How do you guys study it? How do you go about it? How much of it's gut feel and how much of it is science?
I think it is a good blend of both, Mike. And you know Bahram, and he has always been a visionary, and he's been paying attention to what's been going on for almost 30 years since Lifetime started, and probably over the course of the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, he has noticed this trend of pickleball. And Bahram himself is a tennis player, and Lifetime is the largest operator of indoor tennis courts.
Sure.
And as he was seeing this pickleball trend start to grow and move beyond the retirement homes, and the demographic was growing younger, and in particular during the pandemic, so many people started playing pickleball because it was a bit easier than tennis, great social activity, easy to learn, easier on the joints, and truly is a sport for everyone, including myself. I am now older than the average age demographic, which is about 43 or 44. I am older than that now, but
not
the age
by
keeps
much.
Trending down. Not by much,
no.
But it does keep trending down. And what's been also really interesting to see is even it's a sport that families can play together. And how great is that?
You know what I see a little bit in it in a different way is backyard wiffle ball. You know, where a plastic bat, plastic ball, nobody gets hurt. Everybody can play it if they want because it just depends on how fast you want to pitch the ball. I see a little of that in this, in that everybody can kind of relate to it, and you can find a place for you. You don't have to play at the elite level. You can play at whatever level you find, but you can have success in it. How important is it, do you find, when you guys research this, that you offer things that people can feel like they can succeed in?
Well, that's a great question. And people need to feel like they can find success in order to keep wanting to live healthy. If they have a goal of losing 50 pounds and that's set in their mind and they're 5 days in and they haven't lost any weight, they might give up. So you have to start with smaller goals and you have to break them down. I think a sport like pickleball, you can learn to play pretty easily. I was an athlete in high school. I can't say I was an outstanding athlete by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm a coordinated person. And So I started playing pickleball. I've now played 3 times. The first time wasn't so great. You can just ask my husband, but it takes a little bit
and
of time.
And he's an athlete, right? I mean, he played high school, college, everything.
Athlete. Yep. Yeah. And he took up pickleball during the pandemic, and now it's one of his most favorite things to do. So, you know, I think for people to be able to feel like it isn't a sport that you have to have this athletic prowess that you can come to Lifetime and do open play, and we have paddles for you to play, so you don't even have to go buy a paddle right away. I mean, all of those things to make it easy for people. We have clinics, we have intro to pickleball, we have leagues. So whether you have never, ever played before or you are an absolute advanced pickleball player, we have a huge national tournament happening this weekend at our Lakeville Club. We'll have like 700 people playing pickleball.
Wow. I mean,
it is truly something that I think everybody can rally around. We've been saying it around the office, just given the state of our world right now, like everybody needs a sport like pickleball because we can all rally around it and we find the social community and the fun in it.
Natalie Bouchard is our guest from Lifetime. Now, to make the decision to commit an entire club and make it a pickleball facility, I haven't been by since you did it. I know it's been completed. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Do people come there that only have court time? Do they come there like a basketball court and try to find a game? What is it like?
Yeah, so we opened it officially on Sunday, and I had the opportunity to be there on Thursday of last week, and it's just cool. And so for those Lifetime members who have a signature membership, that allows them the opportunity, whether they're online or whether they're on their mobile app, to book time. So you can book time for like a court where just you and maybe a friend would play, or you and 3 others would play. I think doubles is super fun. Super fun. So you can book that court time, but then as that club is, you know, it's only been open for a couple of days, but we'll start having leagues there as well. We'll start having some mini tournaments. As you may have heard, we're in the process of building out a full bar and lounge area. So we'll have a viewing area and people will be able to go there too for the whole social aspect with food and events. And it really is one of those sports, kind of like tennis in a way, or even golf, where it is that community aspect and you're kind of rallying together, but then you maybe want to kick back after your pickleball game and have a beer or margarita. It is margarita day today, a glass of wine, and just hang out with your friends.
So some of these pickleball courts that you see recreationally are outdoors. Are you going to convert some tennis courts to pickleball courts outdoors? Because everything I see right now at Lifetime anyway is indoors.
Yeah, so remember, we've got we just opened our 162nd club across the country a couple weeks ago in Frisco, Texas.
Sure.
That club originally was planned to have 12 outdoor tennis courts, and we changed it. And now we have 8 outdoor pickleball courts and 10 outdoor tennis courts. So, you know, as we get into the spring season, we definitely are looking at where and how can we redo some of our tennis courts to be able to also accommodate outdoor pickleball.
How do you measure them, Natalie? One of the things that Lifetime does incredibly well is the way the clubs are built. I guess I realize that now, you know, they've got the good bones, as they say, so that you can stay flexible and kind of react to whatever is hot at that time. How far down the road do you, as a company, do you say, okay, we need to be ready for the next 5 years, 10 years? We think this is going to be even bigger in 3 years. How do you go about collecting that?
Well, I think it's a matter of just viewing and watching what our members are doing and what even the interests are of the people who work at Lifetime, our team members. We've got about 30,000 team members across the country, so we're looking to see what they're doing. We're reading, we're watching. I think we do a pretty good job of seeing what the trends are, whether it's a group fitness trend, how people are starting to think about more small group training. So as we look at that, we do have these big clubs that average about 115,000 square feet. So, you know, a really good example is basketball remains very, very important to us at Lifetime. Very important. But as we have, you know, a long time ago, as we were opening Lifetimes, we were opening are clubs with two regulation-sized gymnasiums. If we take Chanhassen, for example, right now, we're changing one of those regulation-sized basketball courts into permanent pickleball courts. So the size of our clubs allows us to adapt to some of the trends that we have. We used to have a lot of strength-based equipment, and as things have changed into more functional training spaces, more open spaces, we remove some of those strength-based equipment pieces and create a bigger space to allow for what that is. But it can't be trendy. So we're not looking at, you know, something that is going to be here today and gone tomorrow. We're looking at how is the world of wellness and fitness, how is that changing, and how are we helping to change it oftentimes, and or how are we adapting to what our members need?
You know, I was at the Chanhassen Club this morning working out, and I looked at the pickleball court. They were playing. They were having fun. The basketball court converted. And then I went upstairs to where, the main workout floor. And they've changed some things there. And just you used to walk up right away. As you walked on the floor, you'd see Stairmasters and this and that. Instead, it's kind of an open area. And and it's different kind of training. And I thought to myself, is that a reaction to exactly what people want, or is there a point in time psychologically where you just need to change the club up in terms of, even if you're just moving the equipment from point A to point B, because people want to feel fresh and that they're evolving? Am I reading too much in that, or is there a psychology to that in terms of, because most people go to the same club all the time?
Well, I mean, you look at our Egan Club. That's the first club we ever built from the ground up in 1994. A couple of years ago, that club went through a huge remodel. Chanhassen, all of our clubs, our focus is to make sure that we're keeping our clubs like new. So Edina opened as a brand new club, our first club that we opened in probably 10 years, back in 2019. And so people see that new club and they're like, well, what about my club at Crosstown or at Lakeville or at Chanhassen? And so we want to make sure that, yeah, we are continuing to create like new experiences, whether it's remodeling dressing rooms or changing up the fitness floor. We just introduced, we've had it for a while, but programming like GTX and Alpha and a new class called UltraFit. And so we want to make sure that when our members are coming in, they're feeling like there's new experiences, there's, if they might be getting a little bored with the cycle class they're taking all the time, but they know they like that cycle class, what else can we make sure that we're offering them so that they can mix it up and that their own health goals or just the pure enjoyment of coming to the club and exercising, because we know that's our best defense, is something that they're going to keep coming to each and every day or, a couple times a week.
I'm fascinated by the thought of exercise and more why people don't, because as you said, it's the ultimate defense mechanism to a large extent. When you sit around a table and you guys have access, as I said, to more expertise than I do, et cetera, and I know this is a loaded question, but when we ask ourselves, if everybody knows that diet and exercise is so important, why don't more people exercise? And obviously that would be part and parcel with what you guys try to do as a club and attracting new members. Is there an answer? Is there a concrete answer as to why a lot of people that understand that exercise is important, that probably want to exercise and choose not to exercise? Is there something there when you guys discuss it that's a common thread?
Well, I think more than anything, Mike, people have to be ready to want to make a change themselves. And we have an opportunity through what we do at Lifetime, even if it's just digital online content or our Lifetime digital membership, where we can help people wherever they are. But then also it's the connection. They need to feel comfortable with where they're going. They need to feel like there's people who are like them where they're going. They need to feel like they can establish a relationship. And then once they start realizing how much better they feel, even if it's just a 5-minute walk on a treadmill, that's where it starts. They start to feel their own endorphins get a little bit better, or they start seeing some changes, or other people start noticing some changes. They maybe get healthy and they go off of diabetes medication. Like, those are the things that people need to just feel intrinsically to want to make them keep going. or start going. And we see that and try to welcome those people into our clubs each and every day and match them either with a trainer, with some classes, or with some programs that can help them be inspired enough that they want to come back and make those changes for their own health.
Last question for you, Natalie. What did you find coming out of the pandemic? We still are kind of coming out of the pandemic, but what did you find in terms of, did people have were they like, oh my God, finally I'm back to, I can go to Lifetime again, or, and then eventually we go to Lifetime, we had to wear a mask, and then, you know, we got those taken off, et cetera, et cetera. That lifted, except in, you know, it depends on what city you're in. But what has been the reaction of people when they had the health club memberships taken away for a while because of the pandemic, and then they came back? Are some still cautious about going back just because of the virus, or in general, do they say, this is what's been missing in my life?
I would say it's the latter. I mean, of course, there certainly are people who are immune compromised or are in a position with their own health where they can't come back yet, right? But I would say the second those clubs reopened, our diehard members, they were back because they needed it in their lives. You're one of those people. I'm one of those people, right? There's so many of them. There's a guy named Jim at our Eden Club. I think he's got to be probably in his upper 80s, early 90s. He has been coming to the club. He comes every day. When he needed to wear his mask, he wore his mask. When Omicron, then he didn't. When Omicron came back, he's got his mask on, but he's in that club every day because for him, that is his social community. His friends are there and he's getting his exercise and he knows that that's important. And for me as a Lifetime member, but also someone who works at Lifetime, seeing people come into our club working to get their health on and live their healthiest life is really rewarding because, again, that's what we have. And if it's pickleball or basketball or tennis or a signature group training class, whatever we do, as long as we're moving, we talked about this before, that is absolutely the key.
Well, yeah, I get too fired up about this, but I think it's the secret sauce that's not a secret that everybody knows. If you get there, and Lifetime does just a wonderful job of taking care of their clubs and staying a step ahead, and they're clean and they're well thought out and all those things. But I just, to me, it becomes, why wouldn't you do it instead of why would you do it? And that, I can go on and on about that another day. Natalie, thank you so much. I'm glad you had a relatively easy ride home, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, we're going to play pickleball, Mike.
You got it. Get Brom, man. Doubles,
okay.
Right? I'm going to bring Pete and Jerry up there with me, okay?
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay, right. Thanks, Natalie. Natalie Bouchard, one of the greats at Lifetime Fitness. Well spoken.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.